Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. Well, today we're talking about massage, the awe of massage. Ooh. You came up with that.
Oh, did I come up with that?
We have too much fun with these titles. I call it the awe of massage. I get massage twice a month, and
Well, you get more than that.
Yeah. Well, that's not including yours.
Yours, yeah. Last night I worked on your tootsies.
Uh-huh. My feet?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess we should clarify that. Yes, it was on your feet while we were watching Saturday Night Live.
Uh-huh. That's our first date. You rubbed my feet, so.
Well, it's not code.
All you single men out there, that's. I remember telling my friends I could marry this guy for his feet rubs.
And you did.
And I did.
Of course, I found out about that on our wedding day, that's what they told everybody.
Yeah. I hadn't told you that.
You hadn't told me that.
And there are some people that, we know a few people that don't like massage.
Yes.
In fact, we have this one patient. She cracked me up. Very type A. Mm-hmm. And she said, I had a massage, a 60-minute massage, and after about 15 minutes, I said, are we done yet? She just had a hard time just laying there. And, you know, we're seeing her for tight neck muscles.
Oh, trapezius. I wonder why.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Prather, let's talk about massage. How can massage help with health and well-being?
There's some really interesting research on that, because when you're doing massage, there's all sorts of different types of physiological changes that take place. Mm-hmm. Besides the physical changes, there's a change in your hormones. There's a change in your circulation. There's change in lymphatic flow, tight muscles, heart rate actually drops.
Oh, wow.
There are physiological changes in the organs. Mm-hmm. So you can actually affect the body in a huge number of ways by how you massage.
I mean, I didn't even think about it affecting hormones.
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, you can do pre and post studies on massage, and there's an increase in oxytocin and in the ability of the body to handle pain. Mm-hmm. There are relaxation hormones that come out. The cortisol, the hormones for stress reduce. So there's a tremendous number of hormonal changes that take place. The nervous system will shift from what we would consider a sympathetic, more of a fight flight, more to a parasympathetic rest and digest, so you can get a whole shift also in how the nervous system's working too.
Yeah, and you know, and I'll talk about this later, we're going to be one of our segments talking to one of our licensed massage therapists. We have three here at the Prather practice, but it's therapeutic massage, you know.
Yes.
It's more than a luxury. I think sometimes people think of it as you know, something to do once a year, just, you know, for a luxury, and it's a lot more than that. It's therapeutic.
It really should be a part of your health and wellness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that this isn't it's a great treat. It's something that I and you enjoy tremendously.
Right. We're on the schedule usually Friday at the end of the week. Friday nights.
So we can make it through the weekend. I'm actually personally doing a massage once a week right now,
mm-hmm.
and which I need. You know, I can tell a difference, you know, that there can be some tightness that occurs on that. So, you know, it's a great luxury. It's fantastic. But it really should be a portion of maintaining your health.
Mm-hmm.
So much more than that.
And I was just thinking, you're talking about the nervous system, the parasympathetic, that rest and digest. It even helps digestion.
Oh, absolutely. Matter of fact, not only does just the general massage help with digestion, but there are specific massage techniques that will improve your digestion. Mm-hmm. So you can have abdominal massage, which is something that I do on myself. Sometimes I do on you, mm-hmm. and recommend it for my patients, where you can get releases and get the bowels actually moving. Matter of fact, there are massage techniques to take down the swelling in the tummy. You know, if you got stomach that's actually sticking out, mm-hmm. Massage on a regular basis can actually reduce the size of your tummy.
Helps with weight loss.
Huh? Actually, it really does. Massage, because you're in the rest digest, when you're in a sympathetic mode where your hormones aren't working right, where your nervous system isn't working right, your digestion isn't working right, mm-hmm. Everything's off, you tend to put on weight. Mm-hmm. So even eating the same number of calories and exercising the same amount.
So right, you talked about the cortisol levels. That can put
that
weight
puts
on.
Weight on. Mm-hmm. So weight loss is something that is accomplished through massage also. So, everybody's like, well, sign me up. What doesn't it do, you know?
It doesn't cook for me or write my bill. Right? There or pay my bills.
Or pay your bills, right.
So how does massage work?
There are many different types of techniques and systems of massage. So as you are getting a massage, there is an increase in blood circulation, mm-hmm. is one of the big things. And if you can get the blood flowing to something, you get some detoxification, you've got better healing, you've got more oxygenation going. So just getting the blood circulation going makes a very big difference on how the tissues go. Mm-hmm. There's a direct relationship on the tension in the muscles. So if you go in there and get the muscles to release, you can actually get some relaxation. And there are a lot of different types of techniques to actually accomplish that, mm-hmm. and a lot of different types of systems that could, you know, can be used. When you're talking about massage, I got a list from the Massage Therapy Association, uh-huh. on all the different styles of massage. Uh-huh. And there's like 1,000.
Wow.
Yeah. Of different types of styles of massage.
And I know later on in our show, Lindsay, our licensed massage therapist, one of our licensed massage therapists, is going to go over the different techniques that...
Yes, and there's a lot of different types of techniques. So you get increase of blood flow. Mm-hmm. You get a release of the muscles that also occurs. You get an increased lymphatic flow. Mm-hmm. Which is all important, you know, getting that stasis going. And then just touch itself. When you have someone who touches you, mm-hmm. you know, on your body, there is a change in our emotional makeup. Mm-hmm. You know, touch is very, very important. One of the things that in Nazi Germany, they took this theory that you don't actually touch babies. Mm. That leads to emotional dependency, not children who wow. can actually go out there and thrive. So what they did is that there was this huge, actually what they did as an experiment on babies, where they provided everything that they needed, you know, to the nth degree, mm-hmm. but they didn't touch them. Mm. They had an 80% mortality rate.
Oh, wow.
Because it's you know, you think about that.
Uh-huh.
You know, on how important touch is just to be able to live.
Right.
So if you don't get touched, that makes you sick. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if, you know, for those who are out there who aren't touched enough, mm-hmm. just the very act of touching itself has a huge physiological effect on you.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. And I know for a lot of massage... a therapist, you'll ask, well, why did you get into massage therapy?
Sure.
You know, and there's different what we call love languages, and one of them is physical. And a lot of those people are healers, you know, that have that healing touch.
Sure.
Well, let's talk about then how can someone find the right massage therapist? Now, we have three terrific massage therapists. They're all different.
Yes.
And in their approach and their technique, and they're all very good.
Mm-hmm.
But how can someone find the right massage therapist?
Yeah, it's a personal choice. You know, it's just like, well, you know, who's the best person to go out on a date with, or who do you like to marry?
Uh-huh.
You know, it's all different for each person.
Right.
So, one, finding someone who, different people have different types of techniques that they like. Some want a very relaxing massage.
Mm-hmm.
Some like, will you get in there and really rub that thing out?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Those people need to ask for like a deep tissue massage
therapist, right? Because certain people, certain massage therapists have different types of techniques and different types of styles that they bring to it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you don't like a massage from someone, well, first, you know, you want to communicate with them on exactly what you want.
Yeah.
And one of the things here at ours, I hear our front desk, you know, because they get massages too on a regular basis. They like to.
Mm-hmm.
And they sit there and said, well, you know, what do you like? Do you like light? Do you like medium? Or do you like firm?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And, you know, do you like, you know, pampering? Do you like to just get in there, get it done?
Hurts so good.
Yeah, right. it depends on really what you like and what you're really going for.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, having that type of mindset and actually experiencing some of the massages. And then also the communication, just the connection that you have with that massage therapist is a very important part.
Very important for them to do an intake. And there should be a form filled out. There should be something signed and going over where you're having tension.
Certainly.
You know, where your muscles are tight, what's been going on. So that's very important that they have some type of intake taken on you. And we do that here. And many of our patients are getting other services too, so there's a collaboration, which is nice.
Yeah,
making sure they're a licensed massage therapist, because massage therapists now in the state of Indiana need to be licensed.
Yes, right. Very important aspect.
And they should have their license in their room, you know, for you.
Right.
To see.
Yeah, very important.
Okay, when we come back, let's talk more about what someone can expect in their first massage therapy visit.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, what can a new patient expect when they come into your office?
The first thing is that's extremely important is a consultation.
Mm-hmm.
That's really where everything begins.
And that consultation is complimentary, free. They can come in, and the consultation's with you,
mm-hmm.
which is nice. Yeah.
Yeah, the consultation is absolutely critical. Matter of fact, you can get 90% of your diagnosis just from the consultation.
Mm-hmm. Listening to the patient.
Listening to the patient, finding out what their concerns are, what needs to be done,
mm-hmm.
How we can best help them. Having a good understanding of the complaints of the patient is absolutely critical mm-hmm. for good care. And the patient knowing that we are actually listening to them. We have very thorough intake forms mm-hmm. that are extremely helpful. Gives us quite a bit of information of what's going on into the system. After the consultation, you have to look at the diagnostics.
Okay.
You first have to understand, you know, where the patient's coming from, have an idea, but then you have to know, you know, what to do,
mm-hmm.
What the problem is.
Mm-hmm.
There is a difference on our diagnostics than from the medical diagnostics. The medical profession, as a disease care based program, they are looking at disease states and combinations along those lines
mm-hmm.
to treat the symptoms. Our basis of our care is a understanding of what is the underlying cause, finding out what that is, usually caused by a break from homeostasis.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to hear that word if you're listening to our radio program.
You're going to know
every
it well.
Time,
mm-hmm.
Because homeostasis is the basis of our practice. And homeostasis is the basis of health. And we are a health office. Mm-hmm. That is what a structure function office is.
Mm-hmm.
So the diagnostics are extremely thorough, probably more thorough than what you would get anywhere else. We look at very extensive blood work. We might do hair analysis, might do some evaluation of the gut because that's so important to one's health. We do a thorough cardiac evaluation. We do a thorough musculoskeletal exam. Many offices that even are into natural health are either just dealing with the functional aspect, mm-hmm. or they are just dealing with the structural aspect. We are unique in that we deal with both, and both of them extremely thoroughly and extremely well.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. We're talking today about massage, the awe of massage. I feel like saying something like The Wizard of Oz. I don't know. The awe of massage. So, Dr. Prather, what can someone expect in their first massage therapy visit?
First thing that needs to be done, and some people come into our office and question why, is that there needs to be a medical history.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's important for someone who is working on you to know if there's any contraindications. You know, have you had cancer? Are you presently being treated for cancer? Mm-hmm. You have hypertension. There are certain types of massage techniques that you shouldn't do if someone has hypertension.
Mm-hmm. Low
blood pressure. If you're pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had recent injuries? All those are an important part. As I've said before, we've had people say, I'm just coming in for a massage. I don't need to fill this stuff out.
Do they say it just like that?
Yes. I'm very type A. I'm stressed and I want to get my massage and I want to get it done now. So I can relax.
But that wouldn't be me, would it?
But there are contraindications. You know, there are reasons that is done, and that should be a general part, you know, of a responsible professional who is looking out for the best interest of the patients.
Mm-hmm.
People don't know what they don't know.
Right.
You know, so having that communication, you may not have anything going on. So the first thing is, you know, that communication on any type of a health history, mm-hmm. so that the patient knows what to watch out for. You know, even if you are the therapist, right?
Uh-huh.
So that the therapist knows, you know, what should be done and what shouldn't be done.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are different ways that you can stimulate things that can actually cause some problems.
Right.
So having that awareness of your full medical history, make sure that everything that they are doing is in your best interest.
Mm-hmm.
As a professional massage therapist, they are looking out for your best interest. So even though everybody loves filling out forms, that is necessary to the whole process.
Right.
So just being expecting that. One, making sure that there's some good communication. They're going to ask, you know, are the lights right?
Mm-hmm.
Is the heating correct for you? What is it
yes,
that you feel comfortable
like my,
for?
My therapist know I want the heating blanket on before I get on the table. And
right.
These are called massage tables, not massage beds.
Okay.
Tables. You knew that.
Okay.
Yeah, and I want the music playing when I walk into the room.
Right.
Yeah, and you just have to communicate, you know, what you want. I know some people was might say that, you know, that was a little too deep, the, you know, too painful. Well, communicate, let them know at right. that time.
At that time, communication is very important. Massage therapists always appreciate that. Mm-hmm. A good massage therapist will be asking questions, you know, as they mm-hmm. are doing it. You know, so realize that what they're trying to do is to make sure that you know that communication is allowed during the massage. And obviously, you know, they don't know what you're feeling, or, you know, everyone's completely different on how much pressure.
Right.
So that communication is also important. Also, you know, do you like to talk during the massage? Do you like silence during the massage? Well, think about that. I'm not quite sure if you are really communicating along those lines. But yes, you know, what is it that you actually like? So the communication, they're going to ask you a lot of questions. And that communication is there to provide the best experience that you can possibly have.
Now, are there times, Dr. Prather, when someone shouldn't get a massage?
There are certainly times that you need to be communicate, and then things need to be adjusted. Like if you've had a recent injury, mm-hmm. you know, if you are inflamed, there are a general massage would be contraindicated because you actually have some bruising or some inflammation, and that can actually make it worse. Mm-hmm. Now, there are massage techniques for that type of situation that can actually take it down, but, you know, having some other different types of therapy might actually be better. Like acupuncture is for immediately after some type of inflammatory condition, mm-hmm. Can be extremely, extremely helpful as opposed to a massage at that point.
Right.
So there are different types of things. If you are presently getting chemotherapy, mm-hmm. Then you shouldn't be, you know, that needs to be communicated, and certain types of techniques shouldn't be done.
Okay.
You know, you would go more to a reflexology type mm-hmm. of a situation. There are other ways of working with a condition in that sense, but a traditional massage in those instances would be contraindicated.
Okay. Okay? And do you have to watch that? You're not detoxing too quickly, or sometimes?
Yes. One of the things is that massage therapists are very big at bringing you a glass of water afterward. Have you ever noticed that?
Uh-huh.
You know, and the reason is being hydrated is extremely important.
Right.
For massage, so that you can, because
before
there is
before and after.
There is a release of toxins that take place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is physiological effects taking place, and so being aware of that and making sure that you don't detox too quickly afterwards
okay.
can be really important.
Well, what does research say about massage therapy?
Well, it's interesting. In France is a very interesting country for massage, because massage is considered a part of the healthcare system.
Mm.
They don't consider it just a spa service in there. The French are very big on, in other words, a doctor will sit there and let's say you have some type of depression, anxiety, or you have gastric issues.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of writing you a script, they'll sit there and they'll write you a script for massage.
Mm-hmm. Instead of writing a script for prescription
for
medicine.
For prescription medicine. So mm-hmm. they will, and it's considered just a part of the healthcare system.
Right.
So there's a lot more research done in the French than there is in America, though that is being...
I know there's lobbying for that, for insurance to cover it.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
And so the research that they are finding is that there's some excellent results with back pain. During pregnancy, there is some research that there's a higher level of comfort. For depression, anxiety, there seems to be some very good research on that's showing up some excellent results. So there is a lot more research being done in America at this point. But really the best ones for the research, because it has been a part of their healthcare system and considered just as important as all the other different types of treatments, the French are actually the best ones along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you would expect the French to be all touchy-feely.
That's the Italians.
Oh, they're the Italians. I'm surprised the Italians aren't up in there.
Yeah, I wish I would have known that when I was in Paris the last time. I would have gotten a massage there.
Oh, yes, yes. I've heard that the French massage therapists are excellent.
So I know for me, you're getting weekly massages right now, and I get at least twice a month. But how often should someone get a massage?
It depends on the individual. There are times that you can get too many where you can actually detox too quickly. Mm-hmm. So it depends on the individual on actually getting a massage. I do know people who get a massage daily.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There are rumors that, like, Howard Stern, before he goes in for any of his radio programs, he gets a massage.
Oh, wow.
Every time. Just so he's always...
wonder what he'd be like without one.
I know. So a lot of people, you know, have them actually on a daily basis just to kind of maintain, you know,
but that's
a higher
not
level.
The norm.
That's not the norm.
No. Uh-huh.
Those are special type of people. But for our general population, one of the things for maintenance that I recommend probably for the average person is a chiropractic adjustment mm-hmm. once a month, but also a massage once a month.
Mm-hmm.
Just as a health maintenance type of program. So as a general rule, to maintain good tone, good overall body health, is a once a month massage.
And I know we are, here we have member pricing for our spa services for once a month massage at $59 a month.
Wow.
Which is great.
That is good.
Our massage therapist, we have from 11 years experience to 25 years experience with our massage therapist. So,
yeah.
And there's nowhere else in town that you can get that kind of quality, you know, massage for that price.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It is a medical level massage at a that's a very good price.
Mm-hmm. $59.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
the other thing is that we also have a medical doctor on staff, nurse practitioner, chiropractic, acupuncture. We have all the diagnostics here so that, you know, you can feel very assured that you have the support, you know, of a whole healthcare professional team that is behind the massage therapist too.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's any problems, anything like that, they can refer immediately over to a
And that's what makes us different, too. We have a spa area that's very nice set mm-hmm. up for the massage therapist that I wanted when people walked into our spa just that their shoulders would drop and go, ah. And that's what we hear all the time. Oh, this is so nice back here. But yet we have all the other... There's a lot of collaboration so that mm-hmm. if the massage therapist needs one of the docs to come in just to check or they're thinking the person might have TMJ, there's a lot of collaboration going on for the benefit of the patient, which is nice.
Sure.
So they're not going to all different places, going to get their chiropractic adjustment one place and massage the other, or going to acupuncture one place. They can, you know, do it all here, one-stop
right.
shop.
Yeah. And convenience is a very important part mm-hmm. Of the value.
Yeah, and we hear that all the time.
Yeah.
Well, next we're going to have Lindsay Smith, one of our licensed massage therapists, kind of talk about the perspective from her as being a massage therapist. That's up next.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
I love our holiday traditions, like the Christmas tree, where we go out and we chop down a tree and we put it in our living room. Kind of sounds like the behavior of a drunk man, really. Some woman wakes up, honey, why is there a pine tree in our living room?
I like it. We're gonna decorate it for Jesus. And then I'm gonna hang my socks over the fireplace. Fill them with candy. Maybe I'll tie some leaves to the ceiling, see if I can get some action.
Are you frustrated by not getting to the root cause of your health issue? Are you tired of not knowing why you're always fatigued? Are you wanting to say no to toxic drugs? Have you lost hope? Are you just tired of being sick and tired? At the Prather Practice, we want you to know that we have the answers for you. We offer the alternative to the disease care model. We are the drug-free model to health and wellness. At the Prather Practice, we look for the underlying cause of your health problem and not just the symptomatology. Through thorough diagnostics, we find your individual health blueprint for your treatment. Where the disease care model is symptom-based, the structure-function model we practice gets to the root of your health issue. The Prather Practice is the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Our integrative practice offers you the most treatment options to restore your health and your hope. Learn more about the Prather Practice by calling 317-848-8048 or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue. Well, I have Lindsay here with us. She's a licensed massage therapist here at the Prather Practice, and we are so glad to have her with us. We're talking about the benefits of massage therapy, therapeutic massage therapy, and well, welcome, Lindsay.
Thanks for having me.
Sure. Well, what are some of the requirements to become a licensed, and you are licensed here
Yes.
in the state of Indiana?
I am.
Licensed massage therapist.
Well, typically Indiana requires about 500 hours of education. Those courses can be in anatomy, physiology, some kinesiology as well. They also focus on the business part of it and the ethics. So once you've completed those hours of education, they do require you to take either a state exam to get that licensure. You can also take the national certification, which would allow you to work in any state with those requirements. So
yeah, there's a lot involved with the licensure.
Yep.
And how long can that take?
It can take a little over a year. Most courses are on a fast track, so 11, 12 months, depending on the school you go to.
I'm so impressed. You know, I'm an occupational therapist, but with the education that the massage therapists receive, you know, and how they know, you know, you especially know exactly where that muscle is, what you're working on, what's going on with that muscle. Very impressed with the program.
Yeah, we really work on more of the function of the muscles. So when someone has restricted motion, we try to look at how that muscle functions, what we can do to improve range of motion, which also helps nerve function and helps repair tissue. So it's really fascinating, pretty tedious.
Yeah. Well, and I, you know, we work in collaboration with you. A lot of times you're out in the big physical medicine room. Let's talk a little bit about that, how you as a massage therapist here at Prather Practice work in collaboration with other professionals.
Yes, usually it's great to look at the body as a whole. So not only are we worried about the function of that muscle with the chiropractic care, with them restoring that natural nerve function to the body, using massage in that area can help retrain that muscle memory so that way it's more relaxed. It's going to hold that adjustment a little bit longer. Then also adding those exercises that you do with that helps strengthen those muscles around those areas. So again, we're holding those adjustments more. We have that natural nerve function. So we're getting circulation to these areas. We're improving the muscle tone and just overall improving how they feel, their well-being, their mobility, things like that. So,
you know, I think people sometimes think of massage as a luxury,
yes,
or, you know, just something I should, you know, if someone gives me a gift certificate, I'll do. Or let's speak to that. You know, it's therapeutic massage. There's deep tissue Swedish. it's more than a luxury.
Absolutely. I focus a lot on myofascial release, which helps, again, with the mobility of that tissue, those muscles. But a lot of people don't know, you know, the other benefits of that, like especially around this time of year, people are getting sick. Doing massage such as lymphatic massage, that's going to help, again, increase their circulation. That's going to help...
Just move that lymph system.
Move the lymph through, mm-hmm. So it helps boost the immune system is what I want to say. Uh-huh. So we can help boost the immune system with that.
So even massage can boost the immune system.
Yep.
I believe that.
Yeah. Absolutely. We help with a lot of other things. I do a lot of trigger point massage here. Those trigger points can build up to due to a lot of lactic acid buildup. It calcifies over time, which can, again, restrict those motions in those muscles so they're not functioning as they should. And rather than getting oxygen and blood to those muscles, that mm-hmm. lactic acid kind of takes over. So we like to kind of flush some of that out. And that kind of works with that myofascial release, again, lifting that skin kind of off that muscle to get that circulation improved. So that can do a great deal for people, let's say runners, with that IT band they have. Mm-hmm. Gets so tight, pulls on their hips, low back pain. So those are kind of that fascia that we would work with to help lift off of the skin.
I know, just working in rehab, it's really, there's only a few stretches for that IT band. You know, you really need the myofascial release and what you do as a massage therapist to really help that IT band.
Absolutely. Other things with fascia would be plantar fasciitis. A lot of people experience pain with that. That is something we can help too with the trigger point and the myofascial release, help to get some relief for those in pain there, as well as TMJ. A lot of people don't think about TMJ either, but we do have a lot of fascia that attaches to the neck, which can pull on that jaw. So that's another area that we can use that myofascial release. To help.
Yeah, and I think we've done a whole radio show on TMJ and how, you know, how much that joint can affect the rest of the body.
Absolutely, with headaches, mm-hmm. you know, their jaw pain, the way they eat. A lot of people grind their teeth at night too and mm-hmm. don't relate all those symptoms to TMJ.
Mm-hmm. So the type of massages you do, myofascial release, mm-hmm. I know you focus on trigger point. Therapy also, which we do a lot of here at the Prather practice. What other types of massage do you do?
We do a lot of active release stretching too. So let's say somebody that may have gotten whiplash from an accident, again with the TMJ pain, there are a lot of things that we can do in the traps that can help release some of that tension buildup. As well as some sciatic pain. I can also do a lot of trigger point and myofascial release. You can mm-hmm. kind of combine all that in there, but the active release stretches are something you do feel pretty immediately. Mm-hmm. Now, you got to keep up with that to kind of keep that range of motion in there, but that's kind of some of those stretches people get immediate relief on. So I really like doing those with the patients. Mm-hmm. And especially,
you really make my job easier when you do too.
Especially when you're working on one side, they get up and, you know, they feel taller on one side than they did the other before mm-hmm. they leave. So it's just kind of funny and mm-hmm. interesting how it works out.
Yeah.
I like that. Tendonitis in the arms. Again, there's a lot of active release stretches you can do for that. A lot of people have tennis and golfer's elbow. It's something that kind of builds up over time with that repetitive movement, mm-hmm. Which, you know, everyone's doing every day.
We're seeing a lot more of it, it seems like.
Yep.
With people sitting at computers and more of those issues. Great. What is the difference between deep tissue massage and Swedish massage?
The difference in between the two, the deep tissue is more of a therapeutic mm-hmm. massage. So again, we're working with that range of motion, really focusing on the function of that muscle as well, where when we do Swedish massage, it's more of a lighter touch. It's moving some of that lymph around. Again, mm-hmm. that's a good thing for the circulation. Helps with edema. And more of a relaxation type massage that you would get with a Swedish massage.
Mm-hmm. Well, Lindsay, what other conditions do you see here at the Prather practice, you know, that are helpful with massage?
Well, migraines are a huge thing. A lot of people suffer from migraines and tension headaches. Again, with the integration, that works really well with massage and the adjustments. Again, we're alleviating some of those subluxations in the neck, so that natural nerve function again is coming. With the massage, it kind of helps not to have so much weight pulling forward, so we're able to help work on those occipital muscles, those neck and trap muscles as well, that help alleviate some of that pain. And being seen on a regular basis, even if we can't get those to disappear forever, we can definitely reduce how frequently those are happening. And it's nice to see that done without a lot of medication. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't like to take medication, preventative care for that. So I think that it's great having the chiropractic, the massage, and also doing those therapeutic exercises that help strengthen those areas of the back of the neck, help get rid of some of that forward head posture that some of those patients experience. So I really like that condition. We do see a lot of those with headaches. The other one a lot of people don't think about are digestive problems. Chiropractors really can help with digestive problems and, again, adjusting that spine. We can also do a lot of massage in the abdomen area and work on that should somebody be having, you know, constipation or anything like that. We can kind of help get things moving along for you. So this is something people don't think about when you're having problems with that. So
well, I get on your schedule twice a month.
Yep.
Yeah.
She sure
keeps
does.
Me going.
Yep.
It's kind of the end of my week, isn't it?
Yep.
Well, Lindsay, what do you like most about being a licensed massage therapist?
I like the patient care. I've always preferred, you know, working in the medical setting rather than spa setting sometimes, because you actually get to see them several times a week. Mm-hmm. You get to see them get better, and that's something that's really fulfilling in your job, is knowing that you're making a difference, not only in someone's day, but, you know, helping with their mobility. That's something that, you know, make them more independent, and I just really like that. Like,
yeah, and I see you really build rapport with your patients, and they really enjoy you both as a massage therapist, but also the rapport you build with them.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah, it's great seeing them several times a week. It's sad when they get better, then you don't get to see them anymore.
It's good for them, but they know where to come.
Yep, they know where to come, even if they just want to come in for maintenance or relaxation. So it's nice to see them aftercare to see how well they're doing. So
Well, thank you, Lindsay. We're so glad you're part of the team here at the Prather practice.
Yeah, glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Sure.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. I'm here today with Lexi Lacone and Bobby Hayden with Cardboard Box Ministries. There's an event coming up here in Indianapolis on December 19th called the Christmas Gift of Indianapolis. And Bobby, you have been homeless in your past. And how does a guy like you that's homeless now started this event here in Indianapolis for the homeless?
In the 80s, I was kind of a legend in my own mind because I was a musician, and we got on MTV for about 5 minutes, and that's when the party really started. And for lack of a better term, sex, drugs, and rock and roll took me to a very, very dark place. And I lived in this cardboard box in Los Angeles, Skid Row, for almost 8 years. I was praying for hope in the name of Jesus, and a few days after that, a man by the name of Mr. Esperanza, which means hope in Spanish, he came to me and he asked me to get on a bus and go to Phoenix, Arizona and rehabilitate. And I stayed in Phoenix for about a year. And my sister, who lived here in Carmel, Indiana, had been praying for me to resurface. A year later, she asked me to come back to Indiana. I cut a new record, and I sent it around the country, and we were blessed with Christian TV telling my story. And then one day, a lady in Dallas, Texas, saw us on a program and asked me to come to Dallas, Texas, to speak at a homeless convention. So I built up a relationship with Operation Care International. This December 19th, at the Biltwell Event Center in downtown Indianapolis, we're having a Christmas party for the homeless. Our ministry has partnered with Operation Care International, and the Biltwell Event Center has jumped on board, and Hoagland Catering and Prather Wellness Center, and it just hasn't stopped. Delco Foods and DLRE Salon. We're going to give haircuts. All the other missions in town have partnered with us. Wheeler Mission, I have a little booth there, and the Julian Center. It's not the Great Suggestion. It's the Great Commission.
That's what
we're doing.
Operation Care International in Dallas, they have their Christmas party for the homeless every year, and last year they had 14,000 people. So if you can imagine that, this year we're expecting around 1,000. We want to create an atmosphere that will be an area where the homeless usually would be shooed away. We want to make them our guests of honor. They're children of God, just like us. Our heart is to serve these people.
Mm-hmm.
Wash their feet, give them new gifts, that whole thing. Pray with them, just be their buddies. And we're going to be honoring the homeless veterans as well, which is just awesome.
We here at the Prather Practice are going to get involved, mm-hmm. and in a small way, we're going to be collecting grooming kits.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yes, and people can go on our website at the Prather Practice to see what items are needed and bring those in. But how can other people get involved that are listening that want to get involved?
You can contact us on our website. It's ChristmasGiftIndianapolis.org, or we're also on Facebook, or our phone number is 317-324-8805. We're looking everything from blankets to sleeping bags to lightly used coats to personal care items, and just get a hold of us and we'll make it happen.
The Christmas Gift Indianapolis 2015. The event is Saturday, December 19th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Biltwell Event Center. Thank you, Lexi and Bobby.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
Well, our show today is on massage, the importance of massage to our health and well-being. And we have the privilege of having one of our licensed massage therapists with us, Gloria. Welcome, Gloria.
Thank you.
And one of her clients and our clients here at the Prather Practice, Nancy. Welcome, Nancy.
Hello.
And we just wanted to share kind of your story, Nancy. You've been seeing Gloria now, you said, for 2 years?
Yes, I think about then.
Uh-huh. And what brought you in to see her? I know you were coming to the Prather Practice for other services initially, but what brought you to see Gloria for massage?
I had come in originally to see Dr. Prather, and I had several chiropractic adjustments, and I was referred to the physical therapist.
Uh-huh.
I believe that after that, someone said that massage might be helpful to me. And I have had massages from multiple people over the years at multiple locations, but with no exaggeration at all, I can say that what I found from Gloria was completely different than what I had from previous massage therapists, because while all of them seemed to be good and they were beneficial, she kind of took it to an extra level.
Mm-hmm.
And I got deeper tissue. She seemed to have knowledge of interconnections that, oh, you're sore here? Well, that's emanating from a problem over here. And she'd touch it and I would, react. Mm-hmm. And I'd go, oh my gosh, this woman's got some kind of extra magical level. I will say, and you can certainly, if this is inappropriate, I apologize in advance. But because of Gloria's abilities, I now have two daughters and a friend from church, and all four of us are seeing her on a regular basis. It has nothing to do with my referral. It has everything to do with the fact that when you find somebody who can do the job, mm-hmm. people will keep coming back.
That's right. That's right. So. That's a wonderful story, and I know you continue to get the adjustments, and you prefer the adjustment, and Gloria, you can add in here the difference when someone's aligned before you see them.
Yes, it's very, very, very beneficial to the patient if they are aligned before the therapeutic massage due to the fact that the structural system has been aligned, and now my job is to pull the muscular system into the alignment and work that fluently with the body, and not only with that type of massage, but with a myofascial, the TMJ adjusting that has been done by Dr. Prather or Dr. Olson, then I can work the muscular system of that and the optical nerves and the cranial and sacral. So it all works together. And when Nancy has a spot on her foot or wherever, I say, oh, that's coming from that shoulder that we just adjusted and this type of thing. So it all coordinates together with the body. And then that way the patient's more beneficial with the massage and the treatment of Dr. Prather and our associates.
Mm-hmm. So, Gloria, why don't you share with our listeners some of your specialties in massage?
Basically, my specialty is myofascial, cranial, TMJ, which is transmandibular joint adjustment, which Dr. Prather or Dr. Olson has done, and then I go back into the muscular system and work the optical nerve and also the cystation tubes and work that type of treatment due to the fact that my background is an oral surgeon nurse in dentistry. So it all has worked together through dentistry and massage. And I feel very comfortable being that type of, have those credentials behind me.
Now, if someone's listening and they have not experienced massage and are interested, and either of you can chime in here, what would you tell them they can expect? Or, you know, one thing we talked about in the earlier segment with Dr. Prather, it's very important that we do an intake. You know, as a massage therapist, you need to know what's going on in their health. So if there's any precautions or...
Correct.
Yes. That's very important. I get a lot of questions. Do I undress or do I stay in my clothes?
Basically, we always, as a massage therapist, we are trained that we tell the patient, if it's the first time they've been with us, to wherever you're comfortable. If you're comfortable with leaving some of the undergarments on, that is fine. We can work around that area. It's preferably much more healthier and more attributing to the patient if we were able to work the whole muscular systems and in the way we're trained. So basically, the results of that is relaxation, feeling better. Some patients get really tired after a massage, but some people are more energetic after a massage. But basically, it's mind, body, soul, relaxation.
And Nancy, what's how often do you get massages?
I've been coming in, I would say, sometimes twice a month. It varies, of course, according to what's going on in my life, but I try to get either a massage or a chiropractic adjustment or both a minimum of once a month. And if I can work it out or if I'm having more stresses physically in my life, I will sometimes come in twice that often.
And talk about some of the results that that you have found.
I tend to get very tight muscles because of a hereditary situation. My mom, my sister, my kids, it just through the whole family, we have a curved spine. And, you know, they've been telling me that since I was a child. It's the only spine you get, so you live with it. But when you get proper adjustment and if you get proper massage, the tensions that are created by that scoliosis can be relieved. And the headaches or the leg aches or different things that were caused by the spinal curvature no longer hurt you because now that muscle has relaxed and or with you, if you have an adjustment first, as I did today, for instance, they can kind of put the pelvis back into position a little more, and then the massage therapist relaxes the muscles, and you go away, and everything's better. Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes, to comment on what Gloria said, sometimes I get that benefit immediately. Sometimes it might take a day. It just, for the body to kind of adjust to what you've done. Mm-hmm. But it's always better than it was when I started. You know, there, I think there's been one or two rare occasions when it didn't help, and that might have been really because I was so extremely messed up, it took two adjustments or two sessions to fix it.
Mm-hmm. And that hydration is so important. I know, Gloria, that's something that is very important in massage and after to be hydrated.
Correct, and that's why I always offer my massage patients water after mm-hmm. a massage, because I have stimulated the muscles, so I've pulled out the water of mm-hmm. the muscles. Most of the time they do have to use the restroom after massage, and so we need to bring that water back into the muscles. So always lots of water for lunch or dinner, and plenty of plain pure water. It doesn't have to be iced tea or a Coke or a coffee. Mm-hmm. It needs to be plain water. So mm-hmm. that is very, very important to massage, and also to keep the skin healthy also, and keep the muscles working much, much better.
Well, wonderful. Well, thank you. Thank you, Gloria. We are so happy to have you as part of the team here. And Nancy, we appreciate your story, and we know it's going to help a lot of people. Thank you.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.